Hello and welcome to the EDH Retcast, where today we're bringing you a short and sweet video for our free preview card from Wizards of the Coast for the upcoming set, Commander Legends 2 Battle for Baldur's Gate. Matt, for your introduction, you have a difficult choice to make. You can either make a dad joke, as always, or you can let everyone know about our preview card.
Well, actually, I have a dad joke inspired by our preview card, so I just can't help myself. I'm sorry, but I just want to let you know what the rogue's favorite metal is.
What's that?
Well, it happens to be steel, because that's what they do.
Very on theme for the D&D set, Matt. I'm all about it. All right, Dana, same challenge, dad joke or preview card?
That's not even a difficult choice to make at all. I am going to go with the preview card, no question at all.
Sounds good.
Our preview card is Allura, Merry Thief, for 2 and a blue, a legendary creature halfling rogue. Power and toughness, 3/2. Allura says whenever you attack, up to one target attacking creature can't be blocked this turn, and return that creature to its owner's hand at the beginning of the next end step. And Allura also has a new mechanic that says choose a background. You can have a background as a second commander.
Well, guys, I think simple enough. We found a way to break Dockside Extortionist, folks. That's quick and easy. Repeat that end of the battlefield trigger all the time. I think we can just move on, wrap it up here.
We cracked it, absolutely. So yeah, Allura makes something unblockable, but bounces it back to your hand at the end step. It's kind of important to note that this happens whenever you attack, not just when Allura herself attacks. So you can get this effect the turn that she comes down. And that background mechanic is a really cool way to provide color flexibility while you're drafting the set without introducing a ton of partners into the format too, which I just really appreciate. We don't know any backgrounds yet at the time of recording, but what cards would you guys most want to pair with Allura?
I think regardless of which color you pair her with, Sundial of the Infinite seems like a really good way to avoid her end step bounce trigger, assuming you want to avoid it. In response to the end of step trigger that would normally send that creature back to your hand, you can just end the turn with Sundial and make that trigger go away.
Yeah, in Commander, returning cards back to your hand can be a huge upside too, which is one reason that Teamer Sabretooth is such a popular card. Being able to reset your creatures and then get additional effects like Cascade, maybe. So if you have an Apex Devastator, bouncing it back to your hand seems pretty powerful. But also there's stuff like Morph decks too. So you're able to flip your Morph card face up and get the ability, then bounce it back to your hand and replay it face down so you can get the ability all over again. And of course, who can forget about ninjas? Those love being in your hand to be ninjutsu'd out. There's all sorts of different abilities there. And just there's a lot to like about Allura's ability.
Yeah, I'd recommend looking at the EDH rec pages for cards Matt mentioned, like Teamer Sabretooth, things like Crystal Shard and Grazilax as well. Things that bounce things to your hand would be a good place to look and find strategies that use self-bounce effects that would work really well with Allura. Pages for cards like Panharmonicon or Intruder Alarm would also be useful to find cards that care about having creatures ETB repeatedly to generate that trigger.
I like that. I think I'd also love to pair Allura up with a red background so that she can gain access to, Matt, you'll love this, sneak attack effects. You know, use cards like Sneak Attack or the newer Purphoros to cheat huge creatures into play for one turn, then use Allura to make a big baddie unblockable. But instead of having to sacrifice that creature at the end step, you would return it to your hand at the end step. So then you could do it all again next turn.
I mean, she's called the Merry Thief, so you could make it a theft deck. You could use active aggression style effects to temporarily steal your opponent's best creature and then smack them with that creature and insult to injury, just bounce it back to their hand instead of returning to them on the battlefield. That feels pretty good.
I mean, stealing people's cards is always a good time. But also with background cards, it looks like you get to have a second commander, which means all these Commander Storm cards like Skull Storm and Fury Storm, those get very, very powerful too, because having two commanders means doubling the amount of times you've cast your commanders from the command zone. So a tip to everyone out there, if you're playing these background cards, you probably want to give a second look to Commander Storm cards too, because they get so much more powerful when you have two commanders.
Yes, absolutely. They're fantastic with partners, as we've seen, and the same thing's going to be true here. And thanks to Wizards for the free preview card. By the way, Joey, remember how I had to choose between the preview card and a dad joke? I am a grown man, and I can do both. So did you hear about the overly sensitive rogue thief?
Oh, no.
She took everything personally.
We are turning this D&D set into Dungeons and Dad jokes, so that's just where we're taking this.
Yes, we are. I love you guys. All right, we gotta call it there. We hope everyone enjoyed this sneak preview at The Merry Thief, and we hope everyone enjoys the newest Commander Legends set. And hey, everybody, remember, EDH wreck your deck before you wreck your deck.